Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 10th of May, and we will be putting the spotlight on a Fed official saying rates could be increased if inflation doesn't come down. India's first pure play retail mall real estate investment trust. Apollo Tyres Q4 earnings, Nazara Technologies Q4 earnings, and in Voice of the Day segment, we have Aditya Agrawal of Invest for Edu, who believes money will move out from banks to mid-cap IT and real estate over the next few days. Let's get started. New York Federal Reserve President John Williams on Tuesday cautioned that interest rate increases will take a while to work their way through the economy before inflation returns to an acceptable level. Williams gave no forecast for where he sees policy headed, but he said that he does not expect inflation to return to Fed's 2% goal until the next 2 years. And if inflation does not come down, the Fed always has the option to raise rates. That's what he said. He also added that unemployment is likely to rise to a 4% to 4.5% range from its current 54-year low of 3.4%. He does not see any reason to cut interest rates this year. Williams did not give any forward guidance as to what the central bank might do at the next FOMC meeting. His remarks did little to move markets in either direction. Major Wall Street indices finished Tuesday's regular session lower, with S&P 500 and NASDAQ falling 0.4% and 0.6% respectively. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 0.17%. Today is the second day of Nexus Select Trust IPO, a retail real estate investment trust backed by Blackstone. It was subscribed 28% on the first day of subscription on Tuesday. The 3200 crore rupee issue closes on 11th of May and has a price band of 95 to 100 rupees. First, let's quickly understand what is a real estate investment trust. A REIT is a type of investment vehicle that allows investors to pool their money to invest in income-generating real estate properties. Nexus Select Trust stands out because it is mall-centric, while other REITs in India like Mindspace and Embassy own office parks. Nexus Select Trust has a portfolio of 17 operational shopping malls in several cities leased out to different type of retailers. It has 9.8 million square feet of portfolio. These malls are strategically positioned across 14 top-tier cities in India, and they accounted for 30% of the country's discretionary retail spending in FY20. Fun fact, Delhi's Select City Walk, which houses the country's second Apple store, is one of the many malls owned by Nexus Select Trust. It reported a net loss of 10.95 crore rupees for the year ended March 2022, with a total revenue of 1400 crore rupees. However, from March to December 2022, it clocked a net profit of 258 crore rupees with a revenue of 1500 crore rupees. In case of Nexus REIT, the yield works out to 8% based on the cash flows and distributable income of the fund till fiscal 2024, while other listed players like Embassy and Mindspace offer yield close to 7%. As per ICICI research, Nexus Select is a quasi-play on consumption through its high-quality retail assets. It has assigned a subscribe rating on the back of healthy yield potential, organic growth opportunities on rent escalation, repricing, re-leasing, and tenant sales, and potential inorganic growth through assets addition. Digital gaming and sports platform backed by the late Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, Nazara Technologies, has reported a 92% increase in consolidated profit at 9.4 crore rupees for the quarter ended March. Revenue from operations increased by 39% to 289 crore rupees during the quarter. EBITDA margin improved to 9.4% compared to 7.4% last year. The gamified early learning segment registered maximum growth at 56% year-on-year to 80 crore rupees, while the e-sports business saw 53% growth to 140 crore rupees. Nazara Tech also announced that it will increase its stake in Next Wave Multimedia Private Limited from 52% to 71.8% and consolidate its ownership. Next Wave owns the IP of the most popular mobile cricket game in India, which is the World Cricket Championship. Coming to the stock performance, the stock has been range-bound in the past 1 year, declining close to 7%. In March, the stock took a beating as two of the company's step-down subsidiaries held 64 crore rupees in Silicon Valley Bank, which filed for bankruptcy. The company later clarified that 60 crore rupees had been successfully transferred to bank accounts outside of SVB. A key trigger for the company is expanding presence in the real money gaming segment like poker. That's where incremental revenue can come from. However, the management is holding back because government regulations for real money games are not clear yet. This is a stock that should be on your radar today. Apollo Tyres has reported a four-fold increase in its Q4 net profit, reaching 427 crore rupees compared to 113 crore rupees in the corresponding period last year. The rise in profit is due to strong domestic auto sales and low rubber costs, which resulted in a 12% increase in revenue from operations, reaching 6,250 crore rupees. Apollo Tyres has been aggressively promoting its premium European brand Vredestein in the Indian market. This has received positive response. The company is optimistic about future prospects due to the uptick in replacement demand in India, the stability of input costs and increasing economic activities, freight movement and infrastructure spending. Analysts predict that domestic tire demand growth will be 6-8% for FY24, driven by the stable growth in replacement segment and sustained demand momentum in the OEM segment. Replacement demand forms around 2/3 of the tire demand and is expected to see mid-single-digit growth in this fiscal year. Other Indian tire makers such as MRF and SEAT have also benefited from softening rubber costs and strong vehicle sales in India. SEAT reported a five-fold jump in profit and MRF's profit more than doubled for the quarter ended March. Of the three, Apollo Tyres is the cheapest while MRF is the most expensive one. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Aditya Agrawal of Invest for Edu, who believes there will be profit booking in the Nifty Bank and money will move to mid-cap IT and real estate stocks over the next few days. Let's listen in.
What we are witnessing in the market at the moment, following a sustained up move in our markets, which actually played a catch-up in line with the emerging market from levels of 17,000 to about 18,200 on the Nifty and sub 40,000 to about 43,200 on the Bank Nifty, is that the Nifty put-call ratio, which is the PCR, is currently trading at 0.84, and that for Bank Nifty is currently trading at 0.69. So typically, a put call ratio PCR of sub 1 suggests that bulls have become very comfortable at the moment and there is more of a call option open interest buildup as compared to put, which usually leads to a minor trend reversal. So what we can witness in the markets going ahead is kind of a profit booking, and that could be more predominant in the Bank Nifty. Because again, if we take a look at the ratio of Bank Nifty to Nifty, which is currently trading at 2.38 to 2.4, which is on the higher end of the ratio, has turned downwards from the upper end of the rising channel, which again was a resistance zone. So all in all, it suggests that there could be an underperformance of the banking stocks vis-a-vis the Nifty, and we can see a correction in the bank stocks, especially the PSU names and select private sector banks going ahead, and also could lead to minor correction in the Nifty as well, because we know that financials have an overweight on the Nifty. Now, if we switch and take a look at the individual sectors, it suggests a similar picture, wherein for the past couple of sessions, we are seeing kind of a profit booking in the PSU banking space and select private sector banks post numbers as well. And the buying pattern is seen in the select mid-cap IT names and real estate stocks, along with some of the pharma names. With this, we also witnessing some kind of a profit booking in FMCG and select auto names. Going ahead, we could see this pattern emerging even deeper, wherein select PSU banks, private sector banks, FMCG packs, and your auto names could continue to see profit booking, while mid-cap IT, real estate, and pharma could continue to see buying interest. Along with that, if we take a look at the mid-cap space, the broader market, that is definitely seeing some kind of a stock-specific buying emerge, which is where the interest will remain in the trader's mind. And going ahead, we will continue to see stock-specific activity rather than an entire basket of sectors underperforming or outperforming.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.